Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
When you put Chisholm Trail Farm Credit together with Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma, you get a new name, a new brand serving Oklahoma. Oklahoma Ag Credit. Oklahoma Ag Credit is the largest farm credit association in the state with 17 offices serving 60 Oklahoma counties. Check out their new website, www.okagcredit.com. And we're proud to have them along for the ride as well as new sponsors of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Oklahoma Ag Credit. okagcredit.com.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Livestock futures were quite strong today. We had May feeder cattle up $2.97, $147.90, 35 off their highs of the day. August feeders up $3.42, and that was about 60 cents off their highs. So at one point today, the August feeders were up $4. It was just briefly, but a good strong day there. September's up $3.02, October's up $2.72. Live cattle strong as well. June's 212 higher at 119.57. They went up to 120.22 at one point here this morning. And then August up 210 at 117.40. Both of those markets are just like the feeder cattle, really strong here. With the 50-day moving average, though, is at 123.10 on the June cattle. So we're still at about a $4 discount to where that's at. But this is the highest level we've seen since about the middle part of April. Box beef at midday up 79 cents on choice, 205.53. Select up a penny at 195.66. Box beef has really come down over the past 2 weeks. The feeder cattle index is now at a discount to the May feeders, and it's at 143.38, down 16 cents as of yesterday. Current cash in Texas is 118 bid and 126 ask. There is some 120 in the north at this time.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain markets tumbled today. We had corn down 2 to 3 cents. Beans were down sharply, down 22 in July. November new crop beans down 14 and a half. They went down to $10 and a quarter cent, but closed at 10.01. So we're still above that critical $10 level here on the new crop beans. And then wheats. Both Chicago and Kansas City down hard. Chicago July down 8.25 at 463. Kansas City July right on contract lows here, down 5.75 at 452. They did go down to 450.5 there to make that a low early this morning. So overall, it looks like the winter wheat crop is going to be a fairly large one, at least over the last couple of years anyway. All the different states, and particularly Kansas coming out here, Kansas crop today is kind of the roundout day here. It looks like 49 bushels per acre on the southwest Kansas, which was 34 last year. North central Kansas was 47, which was a lot bigger than last year. So overall, all that's coming in larger. The Oklahoma wheat crop is expected 128 million bushels, whereas 105 last year. So it's overall coming in bigger. Then next Tuesday, we've got the USDA new crop supply and demand for the first time. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.